Kyle, when you're back up at your own two-yard line, or in the ball in overtime, or whatever the situation may be, what gives you that confidence? I mean, you guys in the locker room talk about how confident you were in the huddle that you were going to drive down. What gives you that?
Just look across the huddle, see the guys in the huddle with me. Great offensive line, great talent at wide receiver, great tight ends, great running backs. If we execute and play the way that we should, it should be tough to stop us.
I know you'd be modest, but you played pretty well today.
Yeah, I'm happy that we won, and I was a great part of it, and I feel like I played well. And but you beat a team like New England, a good team like this, it takes all 53 guys in the locker room, and it takes all 60 minutes of the game to do it. And coming in down 10 points at halftime, and we had some drive stalled, fumble, missed field goal, some missed opportunities, to rally and battle back and to play the way we did in the second half is a testament to all the guys in the locker room for sure.
Kyle, some of your teammates said how calm you were in overtime. They said you even told a joke. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Well, I think the drive before, when we went 98 yards, we'd gone 95, so I just looked over to people and said, we've already done 95, so we might as well go do 98, But those are two big-time drives in the second half, and then the drive in the overtime was great, and Prater nailed a great kick.
Did you feel better without the glove today?
No question. I mean, I'm so happy to be done with it and have all that stuff behind me, and was able to throw the ball with a lot of confidence and throw the way, that I wanted to, and it was great.
Talk about the route.
On the which one now?
The long drive.
The long drive, yeah. We knew that he had one-on-one coverage on the backside, and we figured that they certainly had to respect his, vertical, the fade, and thought that we could get off. So I was going to come back and get the ball to him as quick as possible. The corner really didn't have a lot of help at all for the tackle, and we thought we'd have a good chance to catch and run, and that's exactly what we got. And he made a great move after the catch and scored.
Kyle, you're getting very good at throwing deflected passes.
Oh, that was no. That was a little lucky. You need a little luck in a game like this. And Jabbar made a heck of a play. I saw him going up. I thought he was just going to try to bat it down, and he made the catch for the first down. It was great. I don't know how it got tipped. I thought we had a completion, and we got a little lucky.
Brandon made a smart play on that other one.
Yep.
That
was very smart. And like I said, when you play a good football team like New England, it's always good if you can get a couple bounces.
Does it seem like a thousand years ago since all this stuff with Brandon and the Tucker deal and all that controversy?
Yeah, it does, because we work so hard throughout the week, and we've worked so hard since we've been here that it seems like a million years ago since I even got traded and came to Denver, So we got a long way to go. We got a lot of improving to do, and just like last week, we're a better football team from week 4 to week 5, and hopefully we'll put the work in Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and be better week 5 to 6.
Kyle, what do you think the win meant to the head coach?
Yeah, I'm sure it meant a little something extra to him, How can it not? He's been around that team for a long time and had a lot of good years with them and did a lot of incredible things, and to be able to beat them at home, establish home field like we have. The fans were great. We've got a good thing going right now.
Tom Brady was very complimentary of you, saying almost you see what you're doing every play, because it's basically the same offense. Praised your accuracy, 2-minute drive, overtime. Those are things Brady's known for. How did it feel for you to sort of win a game?
Well, I appreciate that. I certainly don't put myself in his class. He's probably the best quarterback to ever play this game. He's got the rings to show it, and I've spent a lot of time watching Tom on film since I've been here, and if I can just get my game to a fraction of where he's at, I'll be a pretty good player.
That's it. How does it feel to beat him?
No, I didn't beat him. Our team beat the New England Patriots. I didn't beat him. That's just how it goes.
I was saying earlier this week that you wouldn't be surprised if Eddie Royal had a breakout game.
Yeah, I was real happy for Eddie. He's worked extremely hard, and I don't know the reason why we weren't able to get him the ball the first, three or four games. But we knew it was coming. He continued to grind and work and run his routes hard, and it was great to see Eddie get off to such a good, have such a good game.
Allen has been pretty much the gold standard of this league for a long time. With as many new quarterbacks, new coach, new players, what's the team?
I it means a lot because it was such a big game for us. Anytime, I look at home games as must win. I don't care who you play, and in this league, I feel you got to go 9-0 or 8-1 if you're expecting to make the playoffs. And so it was the next one up, and playing at home and playing just our fans have been so great, and the electricity in the stadium was so great that you know, we had to have it. When we got it in overtime, we just had to win it. There was no question about it.
You guys opened with that Wildcat a bunch in that first series. What did that do for you guys, and then what did you
see
New England do?
New England's the type of team that they're just going to give you a different look every single time, and we thought that, you know, we could kind of settle them down just a little bit and just get them into some looks that we could tell what was going on, and it worked for the most part. We were able to get some. We like to do it on first down to keep us in phase and get some completions and get the chains moving. And it worked for the most part. They did a nice job adjusting to it later on in the game, and so we kind of got away from it. No. I'll catch it. I don't know how far I could run. I mean, I'll catch it for sure.
Kyle, Brandon seems to be emerging more as a bigger weapon each week. How do you think that's helping Eddie? Like, helping the big guy?
Yeah, it's got to be tough for the opposing defense to try to focus on one guy. I mean, you can double Brandon and leave Eddie and Jabbar and Tony and our backs. You can leave everybody one-on-one, or it's tough to do. So I'm sure we'll see some adjustments. Brandon's just played some incredible games, and he's such a talent. But it's hard to pinpoint one guy and try to take him away because we got everybody else that can do the same thing.
On third and short, it looked like you were looking at Eddie Royal a lot. What did you see from the defense that you kept going like curl routes?
Yeah, a lot of times he was man-to-man on the backside, and we loved the matchup, and he was running great routes all day and really doing a good job on his one-on-one matchups and getting open. So we tried to take advantage of that as much as possible.
Over the second straight week, no shot had an early fumble, but you guys kept going to the well and kept confidence in him. He had his best runs look like at the end of the game. Just talk about that a little bit, about his bounce back ability.
Oh, yeah. He's. I mean, nobody wants the fumble. Obviously, he doesn't want the fumble. Our offense doesn't want the fumble. We'd like to play turnover free, but it happens. You got to move on, and he's certainly a competitor, and he's going to try to make up for that fumble with some special runs.
I think you throw an interception to Randall.
Excuse me? Yeah, that's a bad way to throw a pick, but that's all right. Took a chance at the end of the half.
What has been Mike McCoy's influence on you as a quarterback?
Mike's a good mix with Josh because you know, Josh is certainly intense and you know, sometimes can be in your face a little bit, which is good. I like that, but Mike's a very calming factor, and he's been around for a long time. He's played the position. Knows the position, so it's always nice to have another guy that's been there, played the position at this level, and you know, kind of a calming factor as well.
Was it like there were no special team penalties kept happening? It's like you guys were ready to go out of the field.
I think that's right after we went on the long drive, you know. So I think we had a chance to get the ball at the 50-yard line, and had a couple of the penalties. Just what a great job by the defense to have to get back on the field, stop them again, get back on the field, stop them again, and finally give us the ball back. It was, I thought we were in trouble when we had a couple of those penalties, you know, because you give that offense too many chances, they're going to make you pay, and our defense stepped up big.
And it was like a 50-yard swing.
Yeah, it was, and we all got together and said we got to do it. I mean, it's now or never, and we went on that drive.
Is Josh any more intense today, or is that possible?
No, I mean, it was an intense week of work, just because we're facing such a good football team, and they create so much problems and difficulties and in your preparation. So it was a grind of the week for the coaches, I know for sure, and for the players, and it was great to see it pay off.
You said you didn't think you missed a read all day. Did you feel?
We'll go back and see. I certainly felt like this is best I've seen the field, the most prepared I've been, and able to take the game plan and actually execute it the best, and I should, and it should be the same way next week and the week after, and the more I'm in the system, the more comfortable I should be, along with everyone else.
Why were you more comfortable today? Is it just that process of getting the
numbers? Offensively, we want to play well every week, but it's still a process. Everybody's learning, and everybody's learning to play together. There's a new situation that comes up in each game, and we can go back and look through it. So hopefully we'll be in a better offense next week than we were this week, and I'll be a better quarterback.
Josh has his hands in a lot of different things. Do you ever think he'd be cheerleading too at the end of the game? I guess the North stands, he was kind of leading cheerleading.
I didn't see that, but hopefully somebody's got it on tape.
So frustrating that the final seconds of the first half where it looked like you guys were driving, maybe getting into field goal range.
You got a lot better memory than I do, because this game was such a blur that I don't even remember.
I think it looked like maybe some clock.
No, well, sack. Yeah, we had the sack, and we were there close to midfield and had the sack, so that certainly hurt us, and we weren't able to, you know, go do the things that we wanted to do. But when you play an offense as good as New England, it's also on the offense when it comes down to the last 2 minutes of a half, to make sure that they don't get the ball back and have a chance to score on you as well. So it's a, you know, kind of a two-sided deal.
I know you want to try this one, but next week a huge game. How big a game is that?
Well, just as, you know, bigger than this one, no question about it. And you got to win in your division, and it's going to be a tough game. They're a talented team, and going to San Diego. So Monday night, it's about as big as it gets, and hopefully we can show up and play well.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks.